I am falling. I am falling in love, and I have been falling all my life upon the cutting edge of consciousness that cleaves me like a knife. That love is all that matters when this journey is all spoken and done. For one must be broken in pieces for one to become one. Dismantled and resurrected, the cleaning of all the parts, it is a must to come to be what matters to our hearts. Yes, I am falling in love, a deep, unending void of worldly things and values, which I thought I once enjoyed. Yes, I am falling in love. Won't you come along? For home is calling to our souls to come where we belong, falling in love. Dare to love. She came to me with an expectant heart, beating love rhythms in her chest. I was enticed to listen closely as I lay my ear upon her breast. The enveloping softness that yielded me, vulnerable and all my urgings bare, as fantasies dance along with my dreams. I forgot I was even there. I suckled the visions of joy divine, and as I was enraptured in this bliss, the music played in the depths of soul, a joy I dare not dismiss. Yes, I was smitten to say the least, and my fantasies began to roam as I explored her heart deep within. I began to make her my home. And as I then listened, started to settle in, my thoughts sprouted its wings. Surely this was heaven here, the grandest of all things. Now I sit and I reflect of these beautiful times we shared. The warmest memories again are real, for in love I lived, I dared. Dare to love. If I could dream the dream of a thousand lifetimes, I would transmute the plausible, possible, probable into our now, and somehow touch that place we have longed for in this dream of a thousand lifetimes. Broken-hearted expectations. Here I sit broken-hearted once again, rationalizing love's ways in my mind. Mama always did tell me that the ways of love is blind. But in truth, I heeded not the advice, the words of her wisdom I did not hear. All I concerned myself with, the new love and the dare. But the truth of the matter, all love comes with a cost. In love, something gained, some things lost. But in my sorrow, I celebrate when I think of all the good times I had in my illusory being, and yet the joys remain sublime. For I found something wonderful, 'twas not without, but within. If I had to go down this road all over, I would do it again and again. For any love is better than no love at all. So here I sit, broken-hearted once again, listening, waiting for love to call with my broken-hearted expectations. It is more. If I say that I love you, it is more than you hear. For deep down inside of me, there's something that's queer. It starts to stir very deep within. For words are my trigger. It's that way with men. We just don't say those words lightly, you see. It is our love demon trying to get free. But we're not real good at this restraint thing. You see, in the practice of our lust, that's when we feel like a king. King for a lifetime, perhaps more brief. For 'tis just our love demon seeking relief. It is more. Love at first sight. In the midst of my dream, she slowly sauntered in, and I knew it in the core of my soul, I was about to sin. For my lusts and my urgings became a raging fire, consuming all of my senses as my restraints began to expire. Oh, how I wanted her. My passions one could smell. Oh, all the things I thought about, but such I cannot tell. She moved my mighty mountain in ways I thought not of. There is only one, yes, one explanation. I had fell in love. Love at first sight. Oh, fair maiden. Oh, fair maiden, come to me. Give me thy love, that I may be free. O fair maiden, but one kiss I ask of thee, that I may know bliss. O fair maiden, you are my dream, my hope and my passion, the light of my beam. O fair maiden, how grateful I be that you have graced the life of me. O fair maiden, I humbly submit to thy holy fragrance and the magic of it. O fair maiden, thy metal not test, but to hold you closer, 'tis my only request. O fair maiden, come to me. Give me thy love, that I may be free. O fair maiden. And I call it love. I remember that sweet spring day. There was a feeling of anticipation in my heart. Yet it was still heavy from the snow, the darkness of solitude winter often brings. As our spirit slumber, yet by the numbers I went through it, just like I have done so many years before. And as I said, there was a sweet anticipation of elation, and I could not figure out the equation of what I was going through. But I know I needed something, and I call it love. As I was walking, I saw all the happy children playing and jumping and skipping and joyful, and my heart, though not woeful, was not full of what I desired. And the fire, though not out, and still yet warm, began to swarm my thoughts of the absence of that special someone, someone I could relate with, share with, be with, and give the gift I've been holding on to for much too long. And I know I needed something, and I call it love. Yet I still had a song within, and I needed a friend, not just a body. I have been there before, which is why the door to my heart has no lock. Yes, I was not willing to settle for anything less. I refuse to compromise. Sometimes I felt this would lead to my demise. And to my surprise, I am still standing and still demanding for that certain special soul to fill this hole and make me whole once again. And I know I needed something, and I call it love. As I strolled down the streets of the city, pity came and sat upon my shoulder. Each day that bastard got bolder, attempting to entice me to have a party in his honor. And I instinctively knew that when I did this, I would be a goner, and the game would be over. I knew I needed more than a lover, that I may perhaps uncover my greater self. And I know I needed something, and I call it love. I walked into a restaurant where a pretty little thing named Rita came over to greet me, to see if she could do me from the breakfast menu. Though I must be honest, many times I thought of this conquest, the bacon and eggs of it all, and those wonderful legs that I could fall between. And I know I needed something, and I call it love. As I adorned my best smile and my fortitude to go beyond this test of my flesh, as I feebly sought to flesh out love from my lust, damn, I might be blowing this opportunity, I thought. After all, her breasts were nice. Perhaps that would suffice for a moment or two. She did have two. Would that do? And I know I needed something, and I call it love. I looked up for perhaps the first time, and something I have never noticed before, that when our eyes met, I noticed they were set perfectly upon her face, as were her full, inviting, sensuous lips, and her hips that appeared to be perfectly shaped for my grasp. And I know I needed something, and I call it love. I felt a movement in that place that I did not often think of these days. Though I have my ways of satisfying myself, no, not what you think. I paid close attention to my spiritual health, for that was my divine wealth. That is how I made it through. My meditation was my mediation. And though this physical equation was not satisfied, Rita moved me in ways I have long defied. And I know I needed something, and I call it love. As she seemingly peered deep into my soul, and her loving essence began to cajole this aging beast that was raising himself to be seen in a wanton rage. For he realized that somehow we needed to engage in something more. Yes, he, the id of me, wanted to explore. He wanted to climb the mountains of desire and explore the horizons of ecstasy. And this was no fantasy, for he had been there before. And he, my eye, remembered. And I know I needed something, and I call it love. Well, needless to say, I gathered my salutations and I fit the words to the equations, and I navigated the situation like the master of word that I am. or at least who I think I am. And of course, as I employed the voice I gave Rita, a subtle and yet definitive choice, loneliness or bliss. And as I described all the places I so wanted to kiss, she began to melt. And I know I needed something, and I called it love. And she explained to me that she too felt exactly as I do feel. And for too long, she held her tongue from the realness of her heart. And she began to impart to me that she too was a person of dreams. And that life at times does seem to never give you what you want or what you need. But she saw in life a garden. And long ago in her ardent heart, she planted the seed of love deep in the furrows of her soil. And she toiled and she nurtured it each and every day in her own way. And I must say, I was flattered. And I know I needed something. And I call it love. For each day she saw me, she knew with a certain certainty that this day would come. She told me that I was her sunshine and her bright morning star. And she knew the road to this heaven may be long, but within her there was a song of promise. And she promised, much to my surprise, that those sparkling and enticing eyes, that I would no longer need anything. For she was my everything. She would be the sweet fruit of all the harvest of my visions and my dreams. And I know I needed something, and I call it love. And though it may seem that this is but chance, she reminded me that we must believe in all the dreams we conceive. And though this line of thought may be overused and tired, but the spirit of truth is required here, if we are to achieve that which we seek and always have sought, that which we have been taught, the happily ever after, with the joy-filled smiles and laughter, we must be honest and willing to admit without requite and submit to this truth of life, in life, that we all know we need something, and I call it love. We should not. 'Tis better that we did not attempt that which we should not, for we may have found we could not do that what we should not, so we should not. Come steal my heart. Come steal my heart, my beloved one. Be as the thief who creepeth in the twilight, ever vigilant, seeking the cherishable prize that ushers forth riches untold. Let the graces of our aspirations and dreams become a presence of one. Come steal my heart, my beloved. Take charge of my heartfelt wanderings. Let there be no repass of my guilt, for what you take charge of here, I bear no ownership. Come steal my heart, my beloved one. My longing calls for you, one just like you. Be mindful of your caring. Let it be focused upon me alone. Should you wander to another garden where the fruit appears that much sweeter, know that I bear no angst against thee, for you have tasted of my sweetest. And I am grateful to have fed your dreams. Come steal my heart, my dear and beloved one. Come steal my heart. And let us dance in the realm of expectations of our greater selves. Let us uninhibitedly display our joy in the smiles upon our face, the smiles that are tethered to our light hearts, where shadows have no name. Come still my heart, my beloved one. And as we commingle in our bliss, let us kiss. And let the ether of our union be the spirit that spawns life. And the universe shall sing of the ecstasy of our love in its highest form of celebration. Come, steal my heart, my beloved one. And let the angels lose their guard, for my heart in your hands requires no chaperone. And all the eyes of heaven shall be filled with the beauty of their tears of allure as they flow to feed those who know not of thy passions. Come, steal my heart, my beloved one. And we shall dine at the table eternity has set before us, entwined in all the blessings of imaginings of all of the godness of promise as one. Come, 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 steal my heart. Here I am, sitting, having silent orgasms somewhere deep in my soul. I can tell and verify it by my spent nature. My passion flower. She was my passion flower, the blooming of my desires, as her petals unfolded for me. Her aroma aroused my fires. I closed my eyes to consume her, but my inner vision failed me so. As her scent danced the gentle breeze, my ether entered her flow. Her smile caressingly graced my brow. I felt her stirring so deep. She touched me places I knew not of. As my soul awoke from its sleep, oh, my gentle passion flower, what in me doth you seek? Before you came, I stood strong. I now stand amongst the weak. For so eagerly have I submitted to thy grace, so fair. If I could but embrace thy loving essence, soon time come, I dare. For you are my passion, my flower of love. I hold you in my heart all day. You are all that I can think of. My passion flower. This is my tribute to the unknown love. Can I fall in love with you? Please light this powder keg. Let our love explode, my dear. Please, of you, I beg. You are the spark that lights my flame, the fuel of my desire. Lay your head upon my breast, and you can feel my fire, burning brightly just for you, beyond what they call time. You are the poem of my life, the joy and endless rhyme. There is no separation, my dear, no matter how it seems. You have always been the one, the reason for my dreams. For in life's divine symphony, you are my only note. You are my heart's saving buoy that keeps the soul afloat. I wish that I could tell you, somehow, if I could explain, the expectant joys of your love is cause for this blissful pain. but I shall never acquiesce, nor abandon this dream of us. Together as one, soon will come, and this I just must trust. For I believe in magic, dear, found in loving you, for you are all I ever am, and 'tis my holy truth, and that is my love tribute to the unknown love in you. The vision of love has captured me. The imaginings are overwhelming. I think of such things as our embrace and its tenderness. I close my eyes to see the twinkling of wonder in yours as you look upon my face, and the ecstatic joy of our mutual presence in this place where naught else matters but the gift we give to each other being here. All the things of life, the worries, the cares, the fears and doubts have melted away, dissipated like cotton candy on a hot July day. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you for the love of you I have awakened to in this consciousness, realized behind these closed eyes. A consciousness replete, imbued with colors of magic, the magic of cosmic butterflies dancing in the fragrance of the garden of this lovely dream, where all fruits are sweet, and each bite is sweeter than the last, where all song is etherically hosted by the communion of our hearts. Yes, these closed eyes are the keepers of this dream that my inner child treasure, a pleasure unrequited, immeasurable in the world of men's understandings and demandings, in their journey of the outside, where we all hide from our truths. Yes, behind these closed eyes, I am free to surmise the path I have remembered, the path I have traveled, where all delusions unravel to reveal what I will to be real, my vision, the vision of love that has captured me, captured my heart in you. Come. Come dance with me, and I will make beautiful love to your soul. I will reach into your heart and extract my palette that I may paint your dreams the colors of rainbows and butterflies. Come, come walk with me as we stroll by the stream of spiritual beauty that abides within us both. And we shall flow together to the river, to the ocean, for we are one. Come, come sing with me the melodic tunes of bliss where no cares exist, for we are the note that harmonizes the world. Come. Come climb with me as we explore the mountains of our desires, peeking at that place where passion overflows into the skies beyond. Come, come with me, give me your heart in exchange for my own, and we shall dine in the gardens of divine joy. Come, come, my dear. Come, for oneness is beckoning. Come, before the illusions of time disappear. Come, my dear, come.
If I could write one thing of beauty that all could see, May it be a verse or two about the beauty within thee. Just a humble few words to lift up your beautiful soul, or a kind, warm word to read when life seems so very cold. To weave a poem of dreams to give your heart wings, that we may enjoy your love too, and the song that your heart sings. For in our darkest days, you would be our bright light. For with your effervescent joy, you would vanquish our night. If I could just write one thing of beauty, I guess that's what I'd say. For the acknowledgement of your beauty brightens all of our way. If I could. I remember the sweet aroma of your hair, the touch of your lips, your fingers dancing across my skin, the feel of your breath as I breathe you within. Your place in my heart will always be full, for the love we shared, I still hear you sigh, and my heart is bared. I remember how we loved, so fully, fully consumed, and our passion and flows, the movement of our river that only the ocean knows. Yes, yes, I remember you. One could not forget, for this heart is still yours. I dream of the time when again I crest your shores. I remember.
Can I hold you like I told you? My arms enfold you all night long, until the daybreak, for all love's sake, let me not awake from this dream song. Can I?